It's 3 o'clock. It's 90.3 KEXP here in Seattle. I'm Stevie Zoom here for the afternoon show, and we are ready for some live music here in our studios. We have Turatara, and way over on the other side of the room from me, behind the drum kit, is Barrett Martin. Barrett, thank you for being here.
Stevie, thanks for having us. It's
how about
an honor.
Before playing, how about if you introduce to our listeners everybody you've got with you today?
Okay. On my left on upright bass, the exceptional Evan Flory Barnes. On trombone and keyboards, Steve Moore. On first guitar, Andy Coe. On tenor saxophone, Skerrick. And our special guest guitarist today is Mike McCready of Pearl Jam.
All right. Thank you one and all for being here this afternoon. There is a new Turatara release, Underground. It came out in August, and we'll talk about that and Turatara over the years a little bit. You ready for some music? If you want to play a couple of songs, that'd be great.
All right, we're going to start with The Skeleton Get Down. It features Skerrick and Steve on the solo. Here we go.
Thank you.
live music here at KEXP. You're listening to Tuatara, music from Underworld, the album that came out this past month. And you ready for one more before we talk a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Okay, let's. The second song is called Dueling Shamans, and it features Mike McCready on the guitar solos. Live music here at KEXP from Tuatara, music from Underworld, the new album that came out this past month. And Barrett Martin here from, people know you from Screaming Trees and Mad Season and other things over the years. And Tuatara, for those who aren't familiar, started off as an idea mid-90s. Periodically have had some music come out when things get together, when ideas come about. And is that kind of the idea that started years ago, is just, hey, this kind of music is going to happen every now and then? Yeah, we officially started in 94, and so it's 20 years ago, and Mike and I and Skerrick actually were doing the Mad Season Above album, and I had some instrumental ideas that we were starting to play around with, but it didn't quite manifest until the following year when we started working on the Tuatara album. the first album, which came out in 97, Breaking the Ethers. And we've actually gone on to do, this is the Underworld album, is our seventh album. And Mike actually played on the first Tuatara record, and he played on the new one. And we've kind of had this revolving cast of characters over the years. Peter Buck from REM and Scott McCoy from also from REM. We've worked with singer-songwriters like Mark Eitzel from American Music Club, John Wesley Harding, Victoria Williams. We've kind of been a backup band for a lot of singer-songwriters over the years, but then in between that, we'd make these instrumental records. And Mike and I were joking earlier that in our careers, we've spent a lot of time sitting around waiting for singers to show up. And when they do, it's awesome. You know, we got to work with some of the best singers of our generation. But it's nice to be able to do instrumental music while you're hanging out. Mike probably has a comment on that.
When are they going to get here? They're coming, right? they called about an hour ago. They said they're going to be here. But no, I'm honored to be playing with these guys. These are amazing players. And wow, playing with Barrett again is just a total dream. So,
well, I'm glad you're all here this afternoon. So the new album's kind of divided into two parts, Shadows and Echoes.
Yes.
So was that an idea from the beginning, or did it just sort of evolve as this album came together?
Well, as we were working on the basic tracks, I was going over to Skerrick's studio, and he was coming up with these beautiful, really haunting melodies, and we kind of both realized that we were making a record that was beautiful but also kind of dark sounding. And I think there's kind of been a theme throughout our albums where we've sort of, you know, the song titles are sort of funny and clever, and this particular album seemed to be going in that sort of underworld direction. So the song titles are, you know, they're kind of funny, you know, humorous. Like that first song we played was called The Skeleton Get Down, and we've got a couple other songs that have funny titles like that. So I think it's sort of like slightly tongue-in-cheek. You know, we just have a good time and try to come up with a theme that fits the music.
Now, also over the years, you've put out music as the Barrett Martin Group.
Yeah.
Now, how does this change, or how is that different than the other music you've put out?
I think when I'm doing the Barrett Martin Group, which is essentially just me as a solo artist, just composing music and giving it to people to play, Tuatara is far more collaborative. Like, everybody writes their own parts in the band, and I think as a result, we just come up with this very interesting kind of tapestry of music that everybody that plays in the band, either in the studio or live, really gets to bring their ideas into the band. And I think that's also why we've been able to go for 20 years, is we just have a good time and don't put too much pressure on ourselves.
You mentioned this being a more of a collaborative effort, but the songs are concise. It doesn't really turn into jam band territory.
Yeah, that's one of the things I've learned. I mean, also just being in rock bands and producing. Yeah. Skerrick, this is a good one for you to comment. Yeah, you get on that microphone.
I have no idea what he's talking about. Punk rock forever.
Okay. And punk rock are 3-minute songs, so there you go.
Yeah, all right. And also you mentioned live shows. You do have one coming up next month at the Sea Monster Lounge. Saturday, November 22nd.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty good. I'm sure that, you know, logistics and other things going on, you'd like to do more live shows, but yeah. That's a bit more difficult.
Well, we're going to start by playing the Sea Monster Lounge, which I think is one of the finest jazz and just any kind of nightclub. It's a great place. They just remodeled it, so it's about twice as big, and it's run by really cool people. So we thought that'd be a good place to do our first show in, you know, many years. And we probably will do a small amount of touring. And in the past, we've been asked to do things like film festivals. And so we're just keeping ourselves open to all possibilities. Yeah. Basically, just having a good time.
Good. I also noticed, are you still writing for, you've written some pieces for Huffington Post. Is that still going on?
Yeah, I actually have. I've written 4 essays for Huffington Post, basically around music and culture. And I have 2 new ones that are about to be published. One of them is about touring in Europe in the 21st century, which is very different from when we started in the 80s. But I try to write with a sense of humor and also kind of an observation on culture and people and the music that comes out of them.
Those are great articles.
All right. Tuatara live here at KEXP. You ready for more music?
Yeah. All right, this next one is called Snake Charmer, and Skerrick wrote this one. It's based on a really cool Ethiopian scale, and the soloist is Andy Coe on guitar.
From Tuatara, live here at KEXP. And you guys have been, all of you guys have traveled extensively over the years, and that kind of combined with exploring new sounds kind of certainly contributes to all this.
Yeah, definitely. I started touring, like taking music trips, I call them, just sort of music holidays where I'd go to other parts of the world and just kind of hang out for a few weeks or sometimes a couple of months at a time. And I spent some time in West Africa. I spent some time in Cuba and quite a bit of time in Brazil. And I did an extensive kind of field project in the Peruvian Amazon, which was with the Shipibo people. And it's an all a cappella culture, just singing. So there was no drumming culture whatsoever. And I think all of that combined has influenced a lot of how I conceive of music and how I think about it as a musician and as a composer. And I know that everybody in this room has done similar things. I mean, Skerrick has spent a lot of time abroad. And Skerrick, why don't you talk about your...
Where's the most recent, strange, different place you've been to?
I've been taking it easy on the strange and... keeping that internal.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I haven't really been as like I haven't been to Amazon or that Barrett goes for the hardcore. I just I'll assimilate myself into cultures in like I spend a lot of time with African musicians in London, for instance, you know. But that's about it, you know.
From the club to the hotel.
I'd love to go to Africa though. That's
that's a dream.
What about you guys? Any what are your main influences? Andy, you were talking about the last time you played in this room was with a Senegalese band.
Yeah. I've studied a lot of West African music and gotten the chance to study music over in Ghana for a period of time and totally reconfigured my whole concept of music and rhythm, which was pretty amazing. Try to apply that to the guitar or the drum, I guess.
I know that Steve actually played in Dylan Carlson's Earth for a period of time, so that's somewhat of a otherworldly experience.
Yeah.
And
for,
Sun.
For sure. Yeah, they both influenced me. Not as exotic as Africa, but as far away from where I had been, for sure. You know.
And can I praise this man over here, Evan Flory Barnes, who's just an exceptional upright bassist, and he composes for orchestras, and he plays in an amazing jazz group called Industrial Revelation. And please, anything I've left out there that you're working on?
Project of my own called Infinity Upright with Andai and Skerrick and a crew called Bandelabra, a crew called The Teaching, and then a whole host of other stuff.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of music going on in this room. Underworld is the new album by Tuatara, and I think you guys got one more.
Yeah, I've got one more song. Actually, this is... This is based on a Nigerian Afrobeat that I learned from Tony Allen, the great drummer for Fela Kuti. But we're calling this one the Gremlin Chain Gang, and it features Steve Moore on the keyboard solo.
Thank you.
Live music from Tuatara here at 90.3 KEXP. Music from the new album Underworld. It is great to see a new Tuatara release here continuing on. Wonderful. Thank you all for being here this afternoon. And a big thank you to our engineer, Kevin Suggs.
Yeah, Kevin. Yeah.
90.3 KEXP, Seattle.